This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, Theresa May became only the second woman to become Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And does she have a lot on her plate, not least of which is negotiating the terms of Britain's withdrawal from the EU and reuniting a country deeply divided over Brexit. Here is part of what Ms. May said outside No. 10 Downing Street today.
As we leave the European Union, we will forge a bold new positive role for ourselves in the world. And we will make Britain a country that works not for a privileged few, but for every one of us.
May has been in the British cabinet for 6 years, although she is hardly known outside that country. So we asked Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London to have a look at the new leader and her economic policies.
In the first flush of power, the plaudits flow copiously. Conservative lawmaker Victoria Atkins says Theresa May is bound for glory.
She has the potential to be a great Prime Minister for our country, and she has the resolve, she has the skills, and she has the experience to make a great success of our country leaving Europe.
That was for public consumption. In a TV studio, when he apparently believed his mic had been switched off, former Cabinet Minister Ken Clark offered this deliciously indiscreet assessment of Theresa May.
I agree with what you said. I mean, Theresa's a bloody difficult woman, but you and I work for Margaret Thatcher.
May does seem as steely as Britain's first female Prime Minister, but unlike Thatcher, May doesn't believe in capitalism that's red in tooth and claw.
We don't just believe in markets, but in communities. We don't just believe in individualism, but in society. We don't hate the state. We value the role that only the state can play.
And unlike Thatcher, May has promised to crack down on excessive executive pay at many of Britain's biggest companies.
There is an irrational, unhealthy and growing gap between what these companies pay their workers and what they pay their bosses.
May says she wants a fair economy to bring together a country split almost down the middle by the referendum. But she supported the Remain campaign. Can she be trusted? Crispin Blunt, a Conservative lawmaker and Leave campaigner, says yes.
Given how businesslike she is and how focused she is on delivery, decision's been made, country voted for Brexit, she's going to deliver Brexit.
The new Prime Minister has to strike a deal with Britain's angry European partners that keeps the Remainers and the Leavers at home happy without damaging the UK economy. And she has only a wafer-thin majority in Parliament, a task that will truly test the mettle of Britain's second Iron Lady. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.